Thank you for tuning in to this podcast. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. As always, if you have any questions or comments, concerns about anything that's presented through this internet radio program, please contact the Ulaga Church of Christ. We continue our study of the qualities of successful families. Back in the early 1980s, some researchers got together and examined what makes family work. They interviewed several families which they deemed to be successful or functional families and came up with about six characteristics, six qualities: expressing appreciation, spending time together, and now we're brought to the concept of commitment. Let's start with a question. What would you do if I started talking bad about your family? Many of you might very understandably get extremely upset. You may say that I can talk bad about my family all I want, but you cannot talk bad about my family. It seems that we live in a culture, and it doesn't seem to be specific to the culture of the U.S. and the Western world, but this seems to be a quality of families, that families tend to have a natural degree of commitment. This happens all the way around in every relationship. Spouses do not want us talking bad about their spouses. Parents don't want us talking bad about their children. Children get offended and upset if people begin to talk bad about their parents. We have this natural degree of commitment. And we need a natural degree of commitment if families are going to work. Now, the problem comes in that sometimes it's possible to have too much commitment. It's sad that I'm familiar with a situation of a lady that went to a counselor and expressed to her counselor that her husband was abusive. And in this particular state, it was not required of the counselor to report domestic abuse when it involved two adults. Now, in nearly every state in the union, if domestic violence is happening from an adult to a minor, counselors, psychologists, and other mental health professionals are required by law to report those instances of abuse. But domestic violence that happens between two adults is not always so clear and varies from state to state. And so here was a lady that went to the counselor literally with bruises on her face, and she revealed that her husband was abusive to her. And in that particular place, the counselor could not reveal to the authorities and others that there was domestic violence going on. It was interesting as the sequence went on. Of course, the counselor discovered that she struggled with self-esteem concerns, understandably so, when she's being abused by her husband. And the counselor encouraged her to find a place of safety, to remove herself from the family, at least temporarily, till her husband got some help that he might have needed, and to go and to make herself safe, and then maybe they could continue the family once they got things worked out. In fact, her parents were willing to take her into their home. They lived in the same town. But what was interesting was she was not willing to leave her husband, quite literally, to save her very life. Did she have commitment to him? Oh, absolutely. And did she have too much commitment? Well, it seems perhaps she did. She would blame herself and say, "It's my fault that he abused me," or "It's my fault that this happened," when in essence it probably was not, and perhaps it's a little more complicated than the way that I described it to you, but it illustrates the point that we can have too much commitment. I joke with people and say after 20 years of marriage, we have to have commitment. 18 of our years have been happy, that's my joke, but I say, you know, there's days that we didn't love each other so much, might not even have liked each other so much, but we were committed to making the marriage work. Families have to have commitment. But the good news is most families already have commitment. In Matthew 19 at verse 6, Jesus says, "They are no longer two, but one flesh, and what God has joined together, let no man separate. That word joined is the idea of stuck to, adhered, together, no matter what. It requires commitment. Commitment's required with any relationship. And so it's understandable that families work better when there's high degrees of commitment. I'm Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.